Time and again, a new client will tell me, "I can't meditate. I've tried, but it's just impossible." Every time I lecture or teach a meditation class, I hear the same refrains. "It doesn't work. I can't do it. I can't get my thoughts to stop." 20 years ago, the practice was regarded as slightly fringe, but today, it is sewn into the very fabric of our society. Articles are published in popular media hailing mindfulness as the answer to many of the ills that beset us, particularly stress. So many apps can be downloaded for mindfulness and meditation practices that it's hard to know which one to access.